Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Facebook is dead, everybody. It's time to jump ship. That's the subject of today's podcast and what we're going to be talking about. Four things that you need to do in order to not have a completely bombed out Facebook profile and have no results. And some of the main reasons why people seem to think that this social media is dead and a bunch of other people need to run away and go and find a new social media or something that's better or something that has better algorithms or whatever else that people get obsessed with. Now, before we get into that, I just want you guys to know next week on the 1st of April, head over to www.thematrichardsonline.com/event. We're going to be running a webinar, a masterclass on social media, closing, prospecting. Honestly, it's a fantastic free training that I've put together for everybody. It's going to be 8 p.m. UK time, so go over and register for that if you haven't done so already. But anyway, back to the subject. Let's talk about this social media dying thing. Let's talk about Facebook, you know, going into a pit of oblivion, and we all need to jump ship and go and find something else, like rats, you know, jumping off a ship that's sinking. So this is the thing. The only time people tend to get really upset about stuff like this is if they're misusing the social media that they're trying to use. You know, so the first thing I want to talk about, I'm going to talk about four things today. The first thing I'm going to talk about is logical thinking. And what I mean by that is look at the social media and think, what was it built for? How is it intended? And what was the point of it working it the way it does? Why was it built? You know, basically, because, for example, YouTube was built for video content. You know, so if you're posting videos on, like, you can have like some people will post like a video that's just a picture and them talking. You know, that's not really what YouTube was built for. You know, YouTube was built for people to post videos, instructional, entertaining, and just fun in general, or reviews, stuff. That's what YouTube was built for. So if I wanted to do video reviews of products, let's say I wanted to sort of go and get loads of different golf clubs and I wanted to do a review on them, YouTube would be a fantastic place for that, because that's what YouTube was built for. Now, Facebook was built for people to connect. It was built, if you look in the story of the social network and watch the film, it was just a bunch of college dudes sitting around that wanted to connect with each other. And originally, they just wanted to connect with other people on campus in their different houses and stuff. You know, so what they did was they created a network where everybody could go, and it just kind of exploded and went wild and became like the biggest social media on the planet today, with like 2 billion people using it. Well, I don't know, maybe that's not true. YouTube's definitely close to that. But Facebook is huge in terms of actually having a community and people being connected. I think YouTube's one of those things where, you know, I think it's less of a community-based thing, but it's more video-based, more instructional. Whereas Facebook, you got things like groups and stuff like that, which allows you to build a community. But having said that, what was Facebook built for? Facebook was built to connect with other people. Facebook was built for you to reach out and branch out and connect with new individuals on almost a daily basis, with in the most simple way possible. Like, I can go and speak to like 20 people in 20 different countries, and I don't even need to leave my kitchen table. You know, that's what it was built for. So what it wasn't built for is people trying to constantly flog products. What it wasn't built for is people spamming. What it wasn't built for was people trying to sort of constantly hammer home a certain message. It wasn't built for propaganda purposes or trying to get people to believe what you believe. It wasn't built for people trying to rant and rave and go wild about sort of people wanting to join their business and stuff like that. So if you're not getting the results that you're looking for on a social media, just sit and think to yourself, are you using it the way it was intended to be used? Because if the answer to that is no, then that's probably the answer to your question. You know, I don't get a baseball bat and start using it as a wooden spoon to cook spaghetti bolognese. Do you know what I mean? Why? Because they're two totally different things. So social media Facebook wasn't built for me to sell products. So me coming on here and trying to hammer and sell products and spam products, I'm kind of using the wrong tool. You know, so that's where a lot of people get confused. They're like, oh yeah, it's cool, just spam products, it's free. Yes, it is free, but you're not using the social media the way it was intended, and that's what's causing you problems. So always, first and foremost, before you say a social media is dying, think to yourself, are you using it or are you misusing it? Are you using it correctly or are you misusing the social media? Second thing is, be aware that social media is always changing. What is relevant, you know, what would have been relevant a couple of months ago might not be relevant now. What people was doing last year might not work now. What people was doing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago might not work today, you know, because it's always changing and always adjusting, like any technology. You know, walking around with a Walkman in your pocket was cool in the 90s. You'd probably look a little bit silly now trying to cram a massive CD Walkman into your pocket and your jogging bottoms. You know, kids these days will never understand that struggle, you know, but that's the thing. Like everything is evolving. Everything is changing. For the better or for the worst, but things are changing. So if you're the type of person that doesn't actively learn new skills or take time to actually understand what is going on social media, or take time to understand what is going on with trends and the way people act and the way people feel, you're going to be left behind. Because there's so many people that are operating on old thinking and trying to use it in a new place like social media. You know, what I mean by that is old thinking, for example, would be, you know, having a great product is enough to sell the product. You know, people think like things like great ingredients and stuff like that. Yes, it's relevant, but it's not the most important thing. See, the most important thing when it comes to selling on social media is trust, following, influence. Mm-hmm. Influence is a big, big part. You know, whereas in traditional businesses, a lot of people talk about things like great products and great this and great that. It's very different on social media. Social media, people aren't going to trust you enough to listen to a single word that comes out your mouth. You know, you could be saying that you've got the best, most amazing product in the world, and some people will just never believe you. You see this all these days with these conspiracy theorists and all this stuff that's going on now, especially in the middle of a pandemic. People just don't believe people. People don't believe the government. People don't believe this person or that person. People don't believe experts. So the thing is, when you go on social media expecting everybody to just listen to you, for most people, it's a rude awakening. Suddenly they realize that people just won't listen to them until they see them as a figure of authority or somebody that's worth listening to. And that is the way social media is evolving and growing. Everybody has a voice, but it doesn't mean you have the influence for people to actually listen and take what you say on board. So you've got to be willing to evolve with the times. Look at the way social media is intended to be used. Have a look at how people are building influence and then integrate that into your business. The third thing is be willing to test. You know, just because a post doesn't work today at 9 a.m. doesn't mean it wouldn't work tonight at 7 p.m. And that doesn't mean you should post all the time, keep posting the same stuff. But just be willing to test and adjust things. You know, I might take a post that I posted 6 months ago, slightly reword it, change a couple of images and put it back out and see what happens. I've done this time and time again over the last 4 years. Used content again under different wording or different images and had bigger impacts, or I've learned something new. For example, I've learned that, you know, most of the time, Google and stock images don't really work pretty well with social media. Half as much as actually taking a selfie or a picture or doing something that's unique to you. You know, creating your own images or creating something that other people cannot copy has a lot more chance of stopping people in the newsfeed than just a fancy Google image that you've picked up and saved on your phone. So little things like that, you learn from testing. I've learned over the years that walls of text put people off. You know, it's kind of obvious, but you have to learn it. You know, walls of text put people off. Break up your post with white space. Make your post readable. Instead of trying to make people read the entire post, try and get people to read a sentence at a time. So the purpose of the first sentence, get them to read the second. The purpose of the second sentence, get them to read the third. The purpose of the third sentence, get them to read the fourth. You know, structure your copy in a way in which you're taking people on a journey as opposed to just whacking the whole thing on there. All of that comes from testing, growing, evolving. Be active in your game. Don't just pick up your phone once a day and think, right, I'm going to put a couple of posts out, send a couple of messages and build a business. Because you're not learning anything new. You're not growing. You're not learning any new skills. You're not getting any better understanding of what marketing is or how social media works. And that's why you get these people that are saying, Facebook is broken. Oh, it's terrible. It's the algorithm. These are the people that are still doing the same shit from years ago that doesn't work anymore. You know, it's not that Facebook doesn't work. The stuff you are doing doesn't work. And that's a big, big difference. You know, some people like myself have been making money on Facebook for 6 years without spending any money on advertising. Don't tell me Facebook's broken, because I've retired myself and I've been working full time at home with me, my wife, my kids, living freely for the last 4 years due to making money on Facebook. So when people say to me, Facebook doesn't work, I'm like, really? Or is it just a case that you're doing the stuff that doesn't work? There's a very big difference. And last but not least, be willing to invest in yourself and personal growth. If there's somebody out there that is very good at using social media, or somebody out there that grabs your attention, or somebody out there that is maybe a coach or a mentor, and I'm not saying me, it could be anybody, but be willing to put your hand in your pocket and invest money into learning new skills. There's far too many people in this game that sort of just want to do everything on a shoestring. They want everything for free. The thing is, with free content, including this podcast, you might take away a lot from this podcast, and I really hope you do. But at the end of the day, it's still free content, which means my paid content will always have a lot more explanation, a lot more depth, a lot more things to learn. It's a bit like if I was to contact you and ask for a trial of your product, you would send me a couple of days worth or a week's worth. You wouldn't send me 2 years worth, would you? Because you'd lose me as a customer. It's very similar to coaches and trainers. You know, if we was to give away all of our stuff for free, all of our best stuff, then how would we make any money? There's no point anybody investing in us. There's no point anybody buying our things. So be willing to put your hand in the pocket and invest in your brain. Because if you are falling behind, maybe it's just because you're not investing in yourself. You know, if you wouldn't run a car, you wouldn't be able to run a car if you didn't continue to put fuel in it, would you? And it's the same concept with you and your business. If you're not investing in yourself, you're not investing into learning new skills or personal growth or getting better, then you are going to be left behind. You are going to burn out. You are going to miss the mark. You are going to be inconsistent. So take time to go and connect with professionals or network with people that can inspire you and help you to move forward. Like I said, it doesn't have to be me. This isn't me trying to get a few sales here. I don't care whether people buy my stuff or not. You know, because the way I've looked at things, I don't chase money anymore. I stopped chasing money years ago. To me, I just want the people that want to work with me. And that's it. That's the reason why today I'm just being honest. You know, I understand some people listen to this and be like, you're just saying that because you're a coach. You want people to buy your stuff. No, it's not. You know, I wouldn't do podcasts for free. If I just really wanted everybody to buy my stuff, I'd just probably charge somebody like money for training instead. You know, but the point being is I would not be where I am today if I didn't invest in coaches, trainers, lessons, courses, events. And if you're the type of person that's on a shoestring and all you're doing is watching the odd free Facebook Live, don't be surprised that you're stuck. Don't be surprised that you're struggling to sell. Don't be surprised that you're struggling to recruit. Because if your roof was leaking in your house, what would you do? You'd phone a professional, wouldn't you? You have somebody come in and fix it. You wouldn't watch a couple of YouTube videos and then try and fix it yourself. And that's what a lot of people do in business. You know, they're not making sales, they're not making recruits. So what they do is they watch a couple of free videos or just do the same stuff that hasn't been working for the last God knows how many years and expect it to be different. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. As Albert Einstein said that. And it's so true. You know, so keep doing things over and over and over and over again and just expecting it to be different. Nothing's going to change. You know, if you're messaging 20 people a day and you've been doing that for 2 years and you're not closing enough sales, you don't need to say to yourself, I just need to be consistent. No, you need to do something new. You need to change not what you're doing, but how you're doing it. You need some skills. You need to be able to evolve and grow. Like I said, with step number two, you got to be willing to evolve. Social media is changing. You know, these professionals, most of the time, have had to stay on top of their game in order to stay ahead of the game and stay on top so they continue making money. So those are the people you want to learn from. But anyway, that's enough for me today, guys. Hopefully these tips and stuff helped. Just look there. God, 12 minutes. This is quite long for my podcast usually, but I hope you got a lot of value from this. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Like I said, if you're looking for some training or support, feel free to reach out to me direct or make sure that you register next week for our event on the 1st of April, 8 p.m. UK time. www.thematrichardsonline.com/event. Or if you're on my Instagram at Matt Richards Coach, click the link in my bio. If you're on Facebook, you can reach out to me direct, drop me a quick message and say, Matt, find me the link. Guys, have an amazing day. Please take 2 seconds to share this as well so I can help and support as many people as I can. Maybe share it in your team chats, on your pages, whatever. But overall, just have a great, great day, and I'll catch you all on tomorrow's episode. Bye-bye.